Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Let me pause and just say happy Thanksgiving. As we're thinking about all the things that we're grateful for this year, we're grateful for you guys. We've got over 1,000 people that journey with us on these weekday podcasts, and I'm so, so grateful. And our hope is that you'd be able to pause today and just say, what are you thankful for? What are those things that you can show gratitude for? And I think that's so important. Also, I want to encourage you to swing by one of our sister podcasts. You know, we've got several resources out there. One of those is the Positive Talk podcast, where we integrate faith and psychology. And last week's and this week's episodes are really helpful, especially right now on this holiday. So go on over to PositiveTalkPodcast.com and check out last week's and this week's if you missed it. And I'd love for you to dive in. But one of the things I'm so convinced of is sometimes it's just good to stop and say thank you. There's something about gratitude. Gratitude kickstarts joy in our hearts. Gratitude is usually the first step towards serving other people. Gratitude is the thing that can get us out of our funk. It's the thing that can pull us out of our stress. There's so much power in just saying thank you and expressing gratitude. Psalm 136, the first four verses says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, his love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever." One of the things that's so powerful when you think back to the Passover meal that was celebrated for hundreds and hundreds of years, at the end of it, they sang a hymn. They sang the same hymn at the end of every single Passover meal, and they did it for thousands of years, and it came right from Psalm 136. So when you fast forward to the upper room with Jesus and his disciples, they sang it with Jesus. I mean, one of the Gospels actually says they sang a hymn, and then they went out. And we know that the hymn that they sang was the one that came at the end of the Passover meal. They sang, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, his love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever." So today, as we sit in a posture of gratitude, the greatest thing that we can be grateful for is that Jesus set us free. And so I want to encourage you to join me in a prayer today. And I'm just going to say a line, and I would encourage you in your head and your heart to say a line as well, just as a simple way to give thanks to him. And so here's a couple of things that I'll tell you. Number one, we give thanks because he's the one that left his throne in heaven. His love endures forever. He lived a perfect, sinless life, and his love endures forever. He endured the humiliation of a trial. His love endures forever. He went to the cross and he willingly died. His love endures forever. He was in the grave for 3 days. His love endures forever. And on that third day, he arose again. His love endures forever. And so today, I would encourage you to start your prayer and just say, "Dear Jesus, thank you for all that you've done. Thank you that you left heaven and came to this earth. Thank you that you lived a perfect, sinless life. Thank you you were willing to go through a trial that was not for your own sin, but for ours. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for your life. Thank you that we can celebrate with you forever." And if that's your prayer, would you just tell him, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." And so my friend, today I just want to encourage you, today's a great day to celebrate. Every day is a great day to be thankful, but especially today, because his love endures forever. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.